This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Mark Magnuson. A senior United States senator pressed Donald Trump's pick to head the EPA, Lee Zeldin, ahead of his confirmation hearing regarding Zeldin's ethanol votes during his time in Congress. We will hear more next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, met recently with former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin and challenged Zeldin on his votes against ethanol while in Congress.
I think that he was very forthright in saying when he voted against ethanol, he was a freshman congressman, didn't understand the issue. I think he's had enough contact with Trump to know that Trump is pro-ethanol.
Grassley also addressed the EPA's need to meet renewable volume obligation deadlines on time, something the EPA failed to do last year. Grassley says he also relayed producer concerns about EPA regulations, from pesticides to waters of the U.S., by passing along Iowa Farm Publications to Zeldin.
I actually read the headlines to him, so he gets a clear understanding that farmers are very concerned about EPA regulations.
In a separate discussion about trade, Grassley says he doesn't think he can convince President-elect Trump to abandon his universal tariff plans in favor of a more targeted approach against trade partners that engage in unfair practices.
I don't think that the countervailing arguments that I'm making is going to be satisfactory to the Trump administration, particularly if they're going to have some sort of global tariff on 190 different countries that we could be dealing with.
Senator Grassley made his comments on Tuesday morning during his weekly ag conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.